Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We have snowfall expected for the first time this year for the season. It's very, very late for that. Has there been a rush for people trying to come in and get those winter tires last minute?
Significant rush. You know, it seems like everyone waits to the last minute to get tires, you know, because, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really plan for it. And when the snow comes, it's like, boom, that kind of bell goes off in your head like, hey, I need some tires. So we're having a significant amount of people coming in and calling for winter tires.
Has there been a shortage of any of them, or have you guys been pretty much on track with that?
We're pretty much on track. We have local vendors, and we also have other vendors outside of our local reach where we can grab tires from.
So people will sometimes just not even get winter tires. They'll just stick on the all seasons or maybe even all weathers. Can you talk a little bit about the difference and maybe why you would recommend to actually get winter tires?
Okay, sure. So an all-season tire, basically, it does pretty well on all four seasons. But there's a distinct difference between all season and all weather. Let's look at a hockey puck when people play like ice hockey. A normal all-season tire gets hard like a hockey puck. That rubber gets really hard. So what happens is that hockey puck slides across the ice. That's exactly what a tire does when it gets super cold. An all-season tire hardens up like a hockey puck. An all-weather tire, it's much more pliable. It's got the three-peak mountain snowflake symbol on the sidewall, which represents that under 35 degrees, the tire stays soft and pliable. And the all-weather tire has more siping per tread block, which means that it's going to grab the road a lot better. So there's a big difference between all season and all weathers. Typically, you're going to see what we've been seeing a lot in Buffalo and North America is more people are switching from all seasons to all weathers because it works way better in this climate area.
Now, I personally don't buy winter tires, but if I were to and I were to put them on my car, when would be the best time to take them off? Because I know that tread can kind of tear down after a little bit if there's not really ice on the road.
I would say around April, take them off. You know, that's the best time to do it because with the all-weather or the dedicated winter tire, they are made of a softer rubber compound, and you don't want to run those when the temperature gets too hot.
Even in the winter time, do you still see a lot of people trying to get those tires?
The winter tires, all weathers, or the all seasons?
I guess any one of them. Or is it usually like a big rush before the snow even hits?
There's a big rush for winters, all weathers, and all seasons. But it all depends on what the customer's looking for. Like I said, a lot of customers, they only know about the all seasons. And when we ask those questions, hey, you know, what's your interest in a tire? You're looking for traction, you're looking for something different. They may say, listen, I'm looking for a lot of traction because of this, this, and this. That's when we kind of steer them towards the all-weather or the dedicated winter tire.
And is there anything else about this you'd like to add? Maybe I didn't ask you think would be important for people to know?
Yeah, when you're looking for tires, as I said before, there's a dedicated winter tire in all seasons. And most people know about winter tires in all seasons. There's not a lot of people that know about the all-weathers. So if you're out there looking for tires, you don't want to buy a set of all seasons and a set of dedicated winter tires. You have the all-weathers, which kind of bridges that gap in between. Where an all-weather tire, you can run them all year round and have that superior traction that you're looking for.
Now, that's actually a good point with the all-weathers because, you know, sometimes I've went to a place where they tried telling me that it was the all-weathers and I didn't see any indicators on the actual tire. Could you maybe talk about that? Like, is there like a certain symbol on those tires that you should be looking for?
Yeah, it's a three-peak mountain snowflake symbol. It's illustrated right on the sidewall. You won't find that symbol on an all-season tire. It's only on all weathers and dedicated winter tires. So it's like that severe climate weather snowflake symbol on the side that represents that under 35 degrees, this tire is going to grab the road. It's not going to lose its traction.